Manifested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Joined now by Standard Bank Group Head of Sponsorship, Bonga Sibesho, who joins us to give us some insight into the role that Standard Bank continues to play within the support and partnership and sponsorship of all things to do with sports and arts and culture. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Bonga.
Good evening, Gugu, and thank you for having me.
I'm excited to speak to you because you sound like you have a fun job. You go into all these amazing sectors that provide us with so much entertainment and fulfillment, and you actively participate in essentially making sure that they continue to play a critical role in the South African economy.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's absolutely a fun job, and I'm pleased to have this opportunity. The Standard Bank is so deeply invested in the arts, you know, so it's really being able to impact lives in that way is really amazing. And, you know, if you think about the creative economy and its impact and the potential for it to have impact in the future in South Africa is really amazing to be able to drive that.
And maybe let's reflect on that, because what you're highlighting is very critical, right? We've seen Standard Bank go and support various events within the arts environment. I think of the Joy of Jazz. I think of the National Arts Festival. I think of, you know, even the support you provide for our visual artists right now. So this has been a long journey that really speaks to the level of commitment that we're making here. Share some of your reflections on this partnership and remind us why it remains critical for Standard Bank.
Yeah, I mean, it's 40 years that we've been champions of the arts, as we say. But beyond that, I mean, like, you know, starting off with our corporate art collection, which has been going on for a long time, we've been a partner of the arts for a very long time. And for us, it's really an important engagement platform, a way for us to connect with our clients and existing clients and future clients, hopefully, through this medium called art. So it works for us. It's a really powerful platform to connect with people.
Got you. And maybe expand on what that connection actually means. As you say, you're speaking to your clients, you're also helping those within the arts. But talk to us about the, I guess, areas of integration and support that even Standard Bank continues to provide for those within the arts to find sustainable financial outcomes to their artistry.
Yeah, I mean, our support goes beyond. The Standard Bank Young Artist Awards is a financial award that we give to the artists. But beyond that, we have formed relationships that last a long, long time with the artists themselves, you know, be it in dance, music, jazz, visual arts and so on. And we continue using those artists going forward. So it's not just a once-off award, but it's a way for us to really be able to connect. And I must just highlight as well, Coco, that, like, you know, the artists that we recognize through the awards are not necessarily new artists. These are people with a proven body of work. So these are guys who are already on the path to greatness, and we are just really helping them out and providing them a platform to really shine even further.
100%. And maybe let's discuss that even further, right? Because as you say, a solid body of work, solid track record, individuals who have skin in the game, essentially. Help us understand again, you know, how these awards, you know, are the artists are selected, the process that they participate in, and also how we as consumers, clients and key stakeholders can also engage here.
Yeah, so the Young Artist Awards are in association with the National Arts Festival held in Grahamstown, Makanda, annually. Artists don't apply for this award. You know, they recognize they're selected by their peers, by panels of experts who then recognize that these guys are going to make an impact going forward. So it's really a phenomenal kind of platform that we believe over the past 40 years, you know, we've got a rich history of alumni who've been awarded this prize and have gone on to do amazing things.
Yeah. Definitely. And you're quite right. They've gone on to do amazing things. They continue to grow with the support of Standard Bank and other partners. What I'm also keen to understand is that because this is an ecosystem, you know, which we've kept alive, as you say, Standard Bank being involved in it for 40 years, are we finding that as the market opens up, as there's more artists that come on board, that there is an opportunity for increased investment through collaboration?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, 40 years is probably one of the longest standing sponsorships in South Africa. But I think what we've had to navigate to more recently is the definition of art, you know, and broaden that, you know, away from just the traditional forms of art. And we do that with our partners at the National Arts Festival. And, you know, we continue to work with the artist communities and really entrench ourselves in that to really better reflect, you know, the new forms of art that are emerging.
Tell us more about that. You know, what are these new forms? How are you evaluating them?
Well, I mean, you know, it's amazing. There's experiential art. There's costume as art, you know. So and these are things that we are looking to explore. We haven't done that yet, but you know, we want to recognize that. And if you think about what art is from an African context, it's evolved, right? And it's more inclusive, and also just to, also to appeal to a different audience, a younger audience, you know. I'm personally advocating for that music genre to be a bit more representative of what's going on out there.
Yes.
You know, if you think about what the artists are doing, our artists, particularly in South Africa, are doing on a global stage, it's amazing. So, and we need to also evolve to kind of better kind of really appeal to that audience, but we do that again with our partners. It's not something that we make a decision unilaterally.
Yes.
We still need to remain relevant and credible within the arts community.
100%. I'm so tempted to take the mickey out there and say, from the Standard Bank Joy of Jazz to the Standard Bank Joy of Amapiano.
I mean, who knows? Hey? I think that's the beauty of it. It's like all forms of creative expression are welcomed. And, you know, we'd love to probe with everybody in that way.
100%. Bonga, I'm taking the mickey out, but I promise that at least the value is definitely seen in the key sectors that you participate in. And maybe this allows me a moment of reflection as well. I recall being in high school, probably grade 10 or 11, when I attended the National Arts Festival, sponsored by Standard Bank, all those years ago. And to see this commitment still unfolding and the opportunity and value that's offered to young and old South Africans from a wide spectrum of art is really, you know, testament to the outcomes that we want to see this sector have on the economy. And maybe that's a good note for us just to emphasize this point, you know, why the continued support for the National Arts Festival, and more so, you know, how do we envisage Standard Bank continuing to support this effort in the future?
Yeah, I think the National Arts Festival is one of those key events on the calendar. And as you say, many of us have those fond memories of taking a train down to Makanda, Grahamstown, as it was known, and enjoying that arts festival. And I would really encourage everyone to attend at least once. You know, it's a very phenomenal place to be in. And Makanda itself is a beautiful town, right? You know, so, and to be able to walk from one thing to another and to experience all the various offerings that are there at the National Arts Festival, I think it would be really amazing. We've been a partner with them for 40 years, and we're looking forward to continuing that partnership. It's a cornerstone of our sponsorship strategy. It's a cornerstone of our, how we communicate and engage with the arts community broadly. So we're really proud of that partnership, and you know, long may it continue.
100%. Long may it continue, and of course, the ongoing support for various artists as well in South Africa. Bonga, such a pleasure speaking to you, sir, and so excited to see the outcomes of your continued support of artists in South Africa.
Thank you very much, Gugu, and thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Bonga Sebesho is Standard Bank Group Head of Sponsorship, helping us to unpack more around the bank and the institution's ongoing commitment to artists in South Africa, primarily through their sponsorship of the National Arts Festival, which has been continued now for more than 40 years, or 40 years at least this year, but also shows just how it does translate into the vast ancillary sectors of arts and the broad definition that comes with that too. So great to see that. Not only is the arts and culture a key avenue for passion to be expressed, but can also be profitable with the right partners on board to ensure that this is a key sector of the economy that we take very seriously.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.